Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $227 million. Play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions will speak in Kansas City today. The Department of Justice said Sessions will talk about reducing violent crime at the U.S. Attorney's Office in downtown Kansas City. St. Louis-based prescription drug distribution company Express Scripts has implemented emergency procedures for those in the path of Hurricane Florence. KTBI reports the policies are meant to ensure uninterrupted access to prescriptions and security for its employees and facilities. The Missouri House has voted 141-1 to give final approval to legislation which would expand the treatment court system to all Missouri counties. State Representative Greg Brazier praises the bipartisan vote. The Kansas City Democrat notes Senator Claire McCaskill spearheaded the creation of Missouri's first drug treatment court in 1993 when she was Jackson County prosecutor.
This is something that Senator Claire McCaskill started 25 years ago, one of the first in the nation. It was a brainchild of hers. It has grown since then, and it's great to see Democrats and Republicans coming together.
The governor called lawmakers back for a special session this week on treatment court expansion and on STEM education. The House also voted yesterday to give final approval to a bill creating the STEM Career Awareness Program. An overwhelming majority of state representatives voted yesterday to override four of Governor Parson's budget vetoes, but Senate Appropriations Chair Dan Brown stopped those attempts in his chamber.
And they're assuring me that this money will show up in the supplemental spending budget. I recommend no veto overrides of line items in the 2019 budget.
Among Parson's vetoes that will stand are cuts in money to certify hospitals treating trauma, stroke, and some heart patients. Greene County deputies are conducting a death investigation in a Springfield neighborhood. The deceased was located last night by a person who lives in the area. The Camden County Sheriff's Department in mid-Missouri has issued an endangered silver advisory alert for a missing man. 69-year-old Harold Lee Neely Sr. has a diminished memory and a heart condition. He was last seen traveling northbound on U.S. 63 from U.S. 54 in Jefferson City. There's uncertainty over how long Missourians will be able to fly with current state IDs. Tuesday, the Missouri Revenue Department said the deadline is October 10th, but also noted there's a grace period through January 10th. Kent Boyd with the Springfield Branson Airport told KOLR-TV the major airports in the state are unclear on what they should tell the public.
We've been in contact with the airports in Kansas City and St. Louis. They're in the same situation. They're getting the calls from the public, and they're not sure what to tell people either.
Airport operators in Kansas City, however, say the January 21st date is the deadline. This is Missouri Net.